A very gentle way to introduce Mel Lamborn. She is SA Development Team Member for the Buy Nothing Project. So you set yourself a target to buy nothing.
Yes, I did.
How'd you go with that?
It's going very well so far.
How does it work? What is it? And where did it come from?
It started in the US coming up, I think, 8 years ago now. And it's spread around the world relatively quickly after that. The concept behind it is literal neighbours helping each other out. So we create hyper-local communities where people give, where people ask, where people share and lend with no strings attached. So there's no trading, there's no selling, there's no buying. It's just the joy of giving, helping each other out as neighbours. So it's something that I got involved in back in, I think it was 2018, towards the end of 2018, I launched a group up here in Gawler, which took off relatively quickly. And from there, I just loved the experience so much and I gained so much out of it, more than just stuff, mainly the relationships and connections that I got along the way that I thought I need to be more involved and make sure that other people in Australia, or South Australia at least, can have the same opportunity.
So it's like-minded people too as well, people who think, yes. Hey, you know what, this may have some benefit.
Absolutely, yes. And people join and participate for different reasons, but you sort of learn along the way and, yeah, you connect with each other in different ways. Some people join because of the stuff. Some people join to get rid of their stuff, but then you sort of stay because it's a lot deeper than just sustainable sharing, really.
Okay. What sort of stuff are we talking about here, Mel? Are we talking about like items of furniture or food? What sort of stuff are we talking about here, Mel?
Pretty much anything and everything. So we offer gifts. It can be gifts of items, which can be, as you said, food or furniture or decor or even things to borrow, like borrowing someone's lawnmower or what have I borrowed? I've borrowed vacuum cleaners and even simple tools around the place that I don't need to necessarily go out and buy to use once. I can just borrow something that already exists in somebody else's household. But it can be big things and little things. It can also be gifts of talent, so things that you can teach each other, gifts of self, things that you can do for each other, and gifts of time, actually spending that time together.
Okay, so you can offer your services.
Absolutely, yes. I've had someone replace a part in my car for me, which is very handy. I also, same car, had car issues. I ended up needing to borrow a car from somebody because the car was in the shop for a while, and I've had two separate members at different times lend a car to me so I could get to and from work.
I'll lend you a car?
Lend me a car. One of them even offered to give it to me.
Wow.
So, yeah, it can get pretty big. There's a group at the moment that I saw just last night. Someone's giving away an outdoor spa. It's relatively limitless to what you can offer each other. Someone's trash is nearly always somebody else's treasure.
What did you have to return for the work to be done on your car?
We don't actually encourage people to trade or exchange for things. It's just the joy of giving. What actually happens is all of the communication, this is done through Facebook, by the way. We have Facebook groups and we encourage everyone to communicate transparently. So actually commenting within the post rather than sending direct messages to each other. That way you can get to know each other, you learn a lot about each other, you hear their stories and you get a feel for their personalities as well. And that helps everyone get more comfortable with helping each other out as if they're a friend already, even before you've met them.
My impression was that it was almost like a sort of a swapsies kind of environment. But it's just actually wanting to do nice things for people or giving people stuff that you perhaps don't have any use for anymore.
Absolutely. And it usually comes around as well. So if you give lots, you usually get as well. But if you're doing it to get something out of it, then it probably won't work in your favour.
It's not for you.
It needs to be that sort of selfless attitude, I think, in the long run, that you're actually genuinely caring about. And the way that I put it is you're actually placing the value that you could have got financially from an item, but placing that value in the individual that you're giving it to instead.
Yeah.
That's what it's really about.
And I guess because there's no obligation to do any trading, that means there's not really a monetary value put on something, which means there's
everything
not
everything is equal.
And which means there's no potential tax implications.
No, that's right.
There is a potential here for someone to see this as an opportunity to just get rid of some crap.
Absolutely. And some people definitely join the groups for that.
But stuff that is, you know, really not salvageable.
Well, then no one will put their hand up for it.
Ah, I see. Right. So you'll see it first.
Put it on the page. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. There's three types of posts that we encourage on the page. A gift, you're offering something to the community. An ask, you're requesting something from the community. And then there's the gratitude posts as well, which we really encourage, where someone's thanking someone for the interaction that they've had within the group. Mm. So you can offer whatever it is that you want to offer. It doesn't mean that people would be interested in it. But if they are interested in it, you might find that sometimes 10, 20, 30 people might be interested in it. And we actually encourage posts to stay available for at least 24 hours, if not longer, to give everyone the opportunity to express interest in the item if it does interest them, particularly because people aren't on Facebook all day. And we don't want people to be on Facebook all day. We want people to be living their lives and enjoying each other outside of the internet. So if people let their gifts simmer for at least 24 hours, people can comment and say that they'd like to be considered, why they'd like to be considered, and then the person giving the item can then choose who they want to steward their item to,
yeah,
or their gift of self or talent or time to.
I mean, how do you stop people being involved just taking all the time? It's all very well to pay things forward, but I mean, how do you stop somebody coming on board that really doesn't have anything to offer but just continually puts their hands up for gear and then potentially selling that?
We don't disallow that. Everyone's different, and we see no difference in want and need, and there's no requirement on how much you give or how much you ask for either. So if someone wants to ask for everything, they're welcome to, but it is always up to the person who's giving the item as to who they want to give it to. So they can choose to give it to the person that's receiving all the time, or they can choose someone new or someone they haven't met before.
Okay.
So
yeah,
it really comes down to a case by case. It's more about using what we've got. People have got spare rooms and garages full of stuff that they're not using, and people are unnecessarily purchasing things, whether it be, you know, if we're talking sustainably, that might be things that have been made not very well or shipped across the world. If we can use what we've already got here, we're looking after what we've got in Australia already.
And there's no doubt we do live in a throwaway society. And I think this is a reasonable point as well. If you've lent stuff out, that you would hope you'd get it back in the same condition you lent it out in. But the experience from our texter is they've lent stuff out and it's come back trashed.
Yeah, there is a bit of a risk involved with those sorts of things, and it's up to people whether or not they want to participate in that way. Once again, it comes back to that transparent communication that we have on the page. The more that someone's involved, the more willing you might be to loan something out to someone, because you know that person's taken care of things in the past. I'm actually comfortable lending that person this item, whereas somebody else who it's their first comment and you don't know who they are, you might be a little bit reluctant to get started with, and that's okay. So it's all about those relationships and getting to know each other and building from there.
Things can get nasty on social media. So if somebody's had a bad experience, there is the potential there for some unsavoury conversation to happen, isn't there?
There can be, but we find it's few and far between. We've got a few rules and guidelines for people to join the group in the first place, and the kind of posts that we do and don't allow as well, which sort of weans a lot of that out. And the other thing is we generate a culture of community, which also helps in those areas. There will be the occasional moment where things don't go as pleasantly as we would like. But as a general, we find that the community does actually act like a community, and even more so as a family, to be able to connect with each other, support each other and build each other up. And we do try to extend as much grace as possible while people are getting used to the fact that this is a completely different way of thinking than what we're used to, especially when it comes to social media. It's not the normal way of doing social media. I'd love for it to be one day. Yeah.
Hey, Mel, how lovely to talk to you.
I love you too.
I love your passion.
Thank you.
I wish you every success for the future. Take care.
No worries. Thank you.
All the best. Bye. Mel Lamborn, who is SAE development team member for the Buy Nothing project. Check out social media if you want any further details on that.